Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As the rest of the world remembers the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Afghanistan is seeing an upsurge in Taliban violence. Two suicide bombings near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul killed more than 20 people in recent days. CURE International's Dale Brantner just returned from Kabul, close to where the attacks took place.
Things are tough there. The Taliban seems to be trying to win hearts and minds in a variety of different ways. And particularly, we're going to see probably more activity between now and when Ramadan starts.
Because CURE operates an openly Christian hospital, security is a concern. Next, Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss explores another facet of a partnership ministry while covering HCJB World Radio's 75th anniversary.
The Ivory Coast cabinet has been fired en masse over deadly toxic fumes in Abidjan just a month before the elections. The power vacuum could spark unrest in a region already suffering from civil war. Lee Sonius is HCJB World Radio's director of the Sub-Saharan African Operations. He says their partner station, Frequence V, has stayed on the air through a lot worse.
That gives a lot of hope to people when a station can stay on the air when other stations around the city are closing down because they're involved in politics or because they give the news. The message of hope that they're broadcasting is what that country needs. And the only true reconciliation that's going to take place is if people's hearts are changed.
Which again underscores this global team's dedication to sharing the hope of Christ worldwide. Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News, Quito, Ecuador.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is an award-winning film that will help you understand the Middle East situation better. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.